I have no blame for anyone else. Just a tough lesson that I learned and discovered that I had to keep struggling with for years and years until I finally learned the lesson and what it had to teach me. What's necessary to operate at my peak in the long term. Welcome to the Business Couch with Dr. Yishai, where we talk about applying high leverage psychology in your business and life. I'm your host, Dr. Yishai Barkadari, licensed psychologist, private practice owner, speaker, executive coach, and consultant. I became a psychologist to learn how to leverage psychology and help others do the same. For over a decade, I've been tracking how psychology gets in the way of smart and results-driven people. For years, I've developed frameworks and tools to help them leverage psychology instead to launch themselves forward. It's my mission to share my hard-earned lessons with you so you can launch yourself forward too. I can't wait to talk high-leverage psychology with you so you can learn to take higher leverage action today. Let's talk high leverage psychology. Today, I'm talking about two habits that can decimate your performance and how to turn them into clarity and consistency to keep you in your peak performance zone long term. It all starts with a lesson I had to learn the hard way during one of the toughest times in my life. After I finished grad school and after I got married, I had to do a full-time clinical residency. The practice I worked at let me choose my hours, which was lucky because not every place does. But if I wanted to get my hours as fast as possible, I had to fill up my client roster as quickly as I could. For me, it was the final leg of my marathon to the goals and dreams I spent over a decade working towards. Day one, I learned that nights and weekends are prime in-demand times for clients. To fill up my caseload ASAP, nights and weekends had to be my main shift. So I worked during the day and nights and weekends. I only took off 2 mornings so I could get some sleep, personal time, shop, cook, and do laundry. All I wanted was to reach the next step and finally become a fully fledged doctor. In my pursuit, I lost sight of something critical, my own lines. What were my own lines? Whatever I needed to make sure I was on top of my game and could give every client my absolute best. Capping my client hours, making sure I had time to work out, date night with my wife. Instead, I spent 6 months sick with a cough that refused to go away. I lived on 5 hours of sleep more nights than I can remember, and I need at least 7. I had the toughest clients of my entire career, all in the span of 12 months. Some weeks I saw over 30 patients, some twice a week. Plus, I had hours of admin work, notes, prep time, meetings and supervision, consultations, email and follow-ups, logging my hours, studying for the licensing exam. Oh, and I did stats consulting for other grad students on the side. I didn't realize it then, but I was hardcore struggling to keep up, and it affected the quality of my work. Don't get me wrong, I wasn't an incompetent doctor, but there's a big difference between the minimum standard of care and my best work. And I was closer to that minimum more than I'm comfortable admitting. It took me over 4 years to realize how much of a toll it all took on me. And I paid the price. So did my marriage. And though my clients got better, I think I could have done better by them too. I had clients rave about me to my supervisor and to the head of the practice. Some have continued to share updates about how much their lives changed for the better. And I'm so honored and touched, so glad I could be so helpful to them. But imagine if I had drawn the right lines, operated at my peak performance. Now, don't get me wrong. I have no blame for anyone else. Just a tough lesson that I learned and discovered that I had to keep struggling with for years and years until I finally learned the lesson and what it had to teach me. What's necessary to operate at my peak in the long term. And now I see it in my clients all the time. Overworking, undersleeping, neglecting to do the things that keep them on their best game, that fulfill them. It's not just about self-care. It's about personal and professional optimization, which is exactly what I want to share with you today. Two damaging habits that get in the way of your peak performance and how to set the right boundaries to keep you in the zone for the long term. Here are the two types of harmful habits. Number one, operating out of conventional wisdom. What we learned as kids, what society or culture tells us. Sometimes that's watch TV on the couch at night, and sometimes that's hustle all day and all night. The messages we got and we get can be conflicting and can come from anywhere. They can be from our parents, mentors, or from our past, but they can also come from today's news, media, and our friends or colleagues. Here's the critical point. Those messages are external. Optimal performance comes from a mix of taking what research shows leads to better performance and personally trying things out to find what works best for you. There's so much talk about balance. Says who? What's balance? I remember the first time I heard the idea that humans are, quote, designed to divide our 24-hour days into three. 8 hours of rest, 8 hours of work, 8 hours of connection and play. It was seductive. Even the idea of 8 hours of sleep for everyone is a misconception because that's an average taken across tens or hundreds of thousands of people. Some need as little as 3 or 4 hours. Some need 9 or 10, maybe more. 8 isn't an exact number for everyone. It's an idea to try out and tinker with. For some, being with family is the bee's knees. For others, it's playing cards with their buddies or having a life of travel, romance, wonder. It's passionately pursuing a vision or goal. It's building and scaling a business or making a huge impact on people's lives. Don't let someone else dictate your values, your habits, or your life. Hey guys, so happy you're listening to the podcast. You know, I don't run ads or do any sponsorships, so the only ask I have is that you help me spread the word so that more people have less stress, handle issues quicker, go further, and feel more fulfilled in work, their relationships, and life. The only way to do that is to get the podcast out to more people. The one thing you can do is leave a rating. It takes just seconds and teaches the algorithm to recommend it to more people. If you're feeling generous, take another 5 seconds and drop a quick comment in the reviews. It would mean the world to me because all I want is to help people be better and live better. It could make all the difference to someone else. Which brings us to harmful habit number two, ignoring your own brain and body. Our brains and bodies are constantly sending messages to us. When we feel tired, it might mean we're low on energy because we need to eat or because we need more rest. It might mean we've been pushing ourselves hard and will need to slow down soon or else face bigger consequences. Oftentimes, what it doesn't mean is we need to pound another 2 cups of coffee. And I ran smack into that during my clinical residency, being so bent on getting my hours as fast as I could that I ignored what my brain and body were telling me until they were screaming so hard. I had no choice but to take time off. Mind you, I finished that race in near record time. It's easy to say I'd do it again when it's behind me, or to look back and say I wish I did it differently. What's hard is to listen in the moment. And sometimes translating what our brains and bodies are saying is equally hard. Here are a few lessons I picked up along the way that hold true for me personally. When I'm thirsty, my brain thinks about eating candy. sugar of almost any kind. Apparently, they can be a similar sensation that my brain mixes up. So I've learned to chug a cup of water when I first get that craving for a candy. When I'm feeling stressed and exhausted, my body craves carbs. When I feel a carb-tastic craving coming on, it might be time to take a break or double down on handling something important. When I'm feeling stuck, my brain gets all wired up and it's hard to go to sleep. In fact, I used to think I was a night owl. Now, looking back, I think I just used to get a lot of my thinking and problem solving done late at night, even if it wasn't optimal for me. If I don't stretch my legs and back, I get serious lower back pain. This one runs in my family. I've been stretching almost daily for over 6 years, and it's done wonders. I feel sluggish all day if I don't get up early and take a walk or work up a sweat first thing. So many people fall into the habit of ignoring their brains and bodies. The point isn't to recommend you do everything I just shared that I've learned to do for myself. Those are my own lessons. It's to show you that I've learned over months and sometimes years what keeps me focused and at my own peak performance. It's time to really pay attention and fine-tune what yours are. So let's get to the point. What do these have to do with boundaries? People sometimes think that boundaries are a way to push other people out when they're unwelcome or when they've crossed a line. But really, boundaries are the invisible lines we draw for ourselves, the ones we carve in the sand and hold steady. These two habits are the biggest offenders for when we bend or break our own boundaries, when we lose that line in the sand, or we let other people get away with doing it to us. Boundaries are just lines we draw to make sure we get what we need and don't get bulldozed. Our lines create the space, structure, and sustainability to pursue our desires and dreams. The way you get to know your lines and make sure they keep you on top of your game is this. Be clear with yourself what you need to function at or near 100%. Treat yourself and your time as if you only have $24 in your pocket every day, the same as anyone else. Spend some of it every day to understand what your personal needs and values are so that you can squeeze and make the most out of every last penny for the rest of those dollars. This is where journaling, therapy, or coaching can come in handy. Any way to help you test, track, and be accountable for your priorities and how you pursue them. Here's my top two priorities in order. Number one, spending my time, energy, and money on what is necessary to keep me fit physically and mentally in rank order. If you don't know, it's time to make a list, take some guesses, and start trying things out. Optimizing for your physical fitness and mental focus is the bedrock for anything you hope to accomplish. Number two, what you need to allocate so it will become impossible not to accomplish your big goals and dreams. When anything or anyone pushes you to bend or break your own boundaries, remind yourself why you have them. To keep yourself operating at peak efficiency so you can pursue and realize your dreams. It's relevant for staying out late partying, for eating food that affects your energy, and being around people who impact your mood or mental state. It's not about limiting yourself. It's about taking care of yourself so you can push past the limits we otherwise run smack into when we don't. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. Sprinters don't get far in a marathon because they burn themselves out time and time again. Train accordingly, plan accordingly, and pursue accordingly. And on that note, I'll see you next week. The Business Couch with Dr. Yishai podcast is produced by Dr. Yishai and PodTech. Music by www.purple-planet.com. Dr. Yishai is a psychologist, but not your psychologist. The conversations and content of this podcast do not contain or create any psychology practice, diagnosis, or therapist-patient relationship with the guest or listener. The information contained in this publication is for general informational purposes only and shall not be relied on or construed as coaching advice or therapy. So do your own research before using anything from this podcast. Thanks again for listening. I hope today's episode fulfilled my mission to help you leverage psychology better in your business and life.